Toronto Zoo. But we had a great time, and maybe later on in the show I'll talk a little bit more about the African Lion Safari. But right now, sitting across from me in the coveted chair, listen to me. Do I sound like, I don't know, Jimmy Kimmel? No. Anyway, I have Martin DeGroot sitting here. And you're here to talk about animating the trail, which I'm really excited about. This is happening this Sunday.
This Sunday, May 27th.
On the, right, you know, where I used to rollerblade along that very stretch of trail. So right from Queen Street up to Belmont Village.
That's right. We did. The trail is actually 6 kilometers, or even more long if you include the entire distance right up to the campus. But we decided we'd concentrate on from where Vincenzo's is to where Nougat Bakery is.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a 3 kilometer stretch.
Yeah, because there's a cafe at either end of the trail.
Exactly.
Which is very cool.
Even though I don't think neither of them are going to be open on a Sunday afternoon. But
no,
that could
that's,
be helped.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, well.
Next time.
What are you going to do?
Because the intention is animating the trail is supposed to be an ongoing effort. Basically, we thought about doing this years ago when Globe Studios first moved over to Whitney Place, and right behind us in the backyard is Schneider Creek, and on the other side of that, the Iron Horse Trail.
I know.
And we always thought, why don't we treat this as not an alternative Main Street, but just a mirror, you know? It's like King Street, East, West, North, and South, or like Highway 8, but it doesn't have any cars on it.
I know. It has people on it, bicycles.
There's a lot of traffic.
There's a lot of traffic on it. When I was rollerblading a lot, I would be like, pardon me, excuse me. It depends on what type of day you go.
Yes.
But I want to know how this festival came about. I kind of have an idea, but what was the inspiration for animating the trail?
Well, the original inspiration was like goes back to the Globe Studios days, but that was a long time ago, 12 years ago. And then last fall, a few of us said, we should revive this. And we submitted it as one of the suggestions for the Kitchener 100 celebration. It's the 100th anniversary of the cityhood of Kitchener. Berlin became a city in 1912. And we put that in as a proposal. It didn't really catch on. But at one point, and it's a fairly long story, but it's an interesting one, of, you know, Councillor Glenn Graham.
Right,
Dan Glenn Graham. He was a newly elected councillor, and he and his counterpart in Waterloo started this thing called Car Free Sundays. And the Kitchener side of things, I mean, the Waterloo, they're carrying on.
Yeah, they have 4 Car Free Sundays coming up, right?
Yes,
yeah.
it's under a different name, I think Open Streets or something.
Yeah, that's
like that.
Right.
But Kitchener pulled out without really giving it much of a go. It was a really hot day and nobody came out. And I've known Dan for ages because he used to be part of the Civic Center Neighborhood Association years ago. So I mentioned this animating the trail. And we didn't do any more about it until February, March, when I got an email message actually from the Creative Enterprise Initiative, the Creative Enterprise Enabling Organization, and they'd been talking to Dan and said, what's this animating the trail business? And I explained what we were trying to do, and then they said, well, how would you like to help do something for May when the Congress 2012 is in town? And this is a big deal.
What is the Congress 2012?
It's a huge academic conference that happens every year. All the people from coast to coast who do research or professors or college teachers working in the social science and the humanities, they come together.
Okay.
And the various learned societies come together. And this year, it's going to be right here in Waterloo on the two campuses, but mainly Wilfrid Laurier. So the idea was to do something in conjunction with. Now they have a very busy program. This is not like a party. They work at this thing.
Yeah,
but we
thought,
you know, we'll do something in conjunction, and we thought it might be a nice idea. They arrive on Saturday.
Okay.
And on the Sunday afternoon, when I don't think there'll be too much of a schedule, we'll invite them to come out onto our fabulous Iron Horse Trail. And at the same time, we'll encourage people from the cities to come out. We'll just meet up there on the trail. If they carry like a badge or something to say that we're going to just sort of say, hello, you're with Congress. Welcome to Kitchener. Welcome to Waterloo.
Welcome to the
Iron Region.
Yeah, awesome.
And then we've also invited people, particularly from the arts community, to come and do stuff. Just come out and do stuff.
What kind of stuff? well, is happening on the trail? Not, and where
the
is
trail
it,
is busy, so we didn't...
Where is it all going to be happening? There's certain points on the trail. Like there's the
it's
footbridge.
A little complicated because there's the whole 3 kilometers.
Right.
And if you do the stretch, we're not having anything like that stops traffic or holds people up or anything like that. So there'd be these little encounters all along the trail. And there's various examples of something like Isabella Stefanescu, the artist, is setting up an easel and painting or draw or a sketchbook and drawing. Robert Ektemichuk is doing a little mini exhibition. The people from the Francophone Society are coming out. They're bringing a choir. And on the corner of Union and the Iron Horse Trail, where Vincenzo's used to be, they're going to set up, and then this high school choir will sing.
Yep.
And then there's going to be a play of some kind.
Is that like, is Ido Patty starting up Asphalt Jungle Shorts as well? Like
she's
next
coming
week.
Out
so
well,
you
because
guys...
they're in Waterloo this week.
Yep.
They're going to be in
Kitchener
next
week.
And this is right in between. So they're going to give some samples of what they do. And one of the first groups that I asked to join was the Procession of the Species, that group.
Yeah,
thing.
I do, because Liam and Crystal do a show right here and have been involved with Sound FM for the longest time. So, yes, they do a radio show here. And
I've invited them very early on. And just to, put on a costume and came out on Earth Day, which wasn't a great day in terms of weather.
I know.
So, but you can do it again and just put on whatever you want and go wandering up and down the trail. So, et cetera, that kind of thing. Right?
Okay.
From the Link Festival, the people from the Link Festival are bringing some drummers out.
Oh, that's great.
So all along, but it's 3 kilometers, so it's not going to be, densely packed. It's not like
So you'll be, you can get your bike.
Exactly.
Are you going to have food and stuff like that?
Well, the other component, and this we didn't discover till later, first we said we're going to animate the trail May 27th, and then... there was a little bit about it in the paper that Terry Pender wrote, and then a woman came forward and said, hey, could we, there's a thing called the Henry Sturm Festival.
Right, yes.
The Henry Sturm Neighborhood
That's part
Festival.
Of the Victoria Park Association, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yep.
And she heard about what we were doing and said, can't you help, maybe if you've got some funding or whatever, throw it our way and we could revive what we were doing. So we worked with them. And so we're not saying we're merging or combining or
it's
we're
another
coinciding.
Component.
They're happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And so that's the actual festival part with a stage and there's an artist bazaar and all that stuff. So
the Artisan's Bazaar is at West Avenue? Is that where it's located?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. It's and the Henry Sturm Greenway is just beyond that. It's actually where Henry Sturm Creek and Schneider Creek come together.
Yeah.
And the festival got started, really, it's very serious. I mean, we did this sort of flippantly. We just have fun on the trail, whoop it up and all that kind of stuff. And then encountered these people who are doing the Henry Sturm Festival. And this was a festival that was started last year, 2011, in honor and in memory of a man who was murdered on the trail on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And that puts a whole different cast on things. But it's also a very interesting way to react to a tragedy like that. These were his neighbors who said, we had no fear, and all of a sudden we're in this area where we want to fight back and take our trail and not let the forces of evil kind of take over. So that's what they do. It's a celebration in honor of him and in memory of him, but it's also a taking back the trail and sort of announcing that we're not going to give in to this kind of thing. So that's an interesting combination. It really, really is. And we did find the Health and Safety Committee in the City of Kitchener gave a little bit of money, so we're doing the health and safety related things is coming from that little pot, and the Creative Enterprise Initiative is doing... they headed up the call to the creative sector to come out, so bits and pieces, but it's all very kind of, who's in charge? There's a little committee. Dan is, of course, connected to the city, but this isn't a city effort. It's just a bunch of people say, let's just invite people to come out and have a good time, let's see what happens kind of thing.
It reminds me of Treme. I don't know. I just finished watching season one of Treme, and it's kind of like a mini Mardi Gras. In a way, right?
That's how we imagine it.
Yeah.
It depends on what people want to do, right?
It depends on what you can
dress. But Mardi Gras traditions took a while. I mean, they started somewhere and grew up. So we're hoping maybe this is the seed for something that could grow into something really great.
Because
It is a wonderful asset, that trail. I mean, it really is.
It is very, it's really cool. There's like, there's a railway crossing because part of it goes through Victoria Park. Yep. And it goes like, it's right along, I'm trying to think here. It goes up to West Avenue and then it goes, like it's a long, kind of long, flat stretch.
Yeah.
Like for a rollerblader or a bicycle, it's perfect, right? It's really cool. The railway tracks are a little tricky on rollerblades, but you learn to navigate. But it's just a nice, it's a nice alternative route. And it's great to get out. And, you know, I thought, where am I going to rollerblade around here? And all of a sudden I thought, oh my God, the Iron Horse, this is perfect. So a lot of people do that. A lot of people use the trail for, you know, walking, biking, blading, all that kind of stuff. So if people are on Sunday, what can they bring?
They can bring themselves, first of all. If they want to, like we said, meet up, dress up, and whoop up on the trail. So you can do any of those things. You can just come. You can bring a bicycle. I don't think we're going to have it so crowded that you can't rollerblade. And we actually did that deliberately because the first voices we heard were people who were the cyclists and the rollerbladers saying, hey, we don't want you messing this up. Kind of. So we actually told people you can't block the trail. You do something along the side and all that. So come out. Bring whatever you want. I mean, if you play the trumpet, come out and blow your horn.
Bagpipes, come out, dance down the trail.
That's right, come and dance. Yeah. Bring your neighbors. Do whatever you like.
Well, we were talking about this. I'm hoping this comes to fruition. But a friend of ours that you met recently was thinking of doing a plantain booth. So I hope that happens.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a little complicated because you can say these things, but then there are health regulations.
Yeah, and all kinds
and
of stuff.
And licenses and stuff like that. And we thought it was all sort of... So I met with Pedro. We're going to do it one way or the other. If not, then we'll then go to the Victoria... to the people who put on the multicultural festival and do a booth properly because they have the proper licenses.
Yeah.
Or he'll come at the party afterwards. But I'm really excited about that because he had just mentioned that he was interested in doing fried plantain as they do back home in Puerto Rico where his family is from originally. I said Colombia. I misheard.
No, he's from the Dominican, actually.
Dominican Republic.
He's from the Dominican.
That's twice in a
Dominican.
Yeah, all right. Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
I won't make that mistake again.
So I thought that was really cool. So, there's all kinds of, is there face painting and that kind of stuff?
Yes, there's one artist who's coming out and doing face painting, either with the Henry Sturm people or by herself on the trail somewhere. There's an artist by the name of Barbara DiRenzo, who's coming here from Cambridge. She works with recycled materials. She's got a tent. She's going to set up and just show people what she does, et cetera.
So it'll be great for people that know the trail, and then it'll be cool for people that have never been there before, and it's like, oh, I didn't know this was here. You know, and I think that's really good. What time does this start?
It starts at 1 o'clock. We're going to do it from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 5. So it's just a four-hour stretch.
Okay.
Of course, the trail's open all the time. You can come earlier, you can come later, whatever you like. But we've been encouraging the activities to take place between 1 and 5 in the afternoon.
Okay. Is there a website that people can go to?
There is. I set it up real quick. It's a Google site, right?
sites.google.com/site/ animating the trail.
Right. It doesn't have a fancy URL or anything like that. But it is there. And we can direct you. I'm not even sure it would show up on a search engine, but if people want to know what the link is, we'll send it to them one way or the other.
Yeah, and I stuck it on Facebook this afternoon, too. I've stuck it on there a couple times.
Great.
I think other people have as well. But I'm guessing if this is a success, you'll bring this back next year, too.
Well, the idea, we can animate the trail
anytime you want,
in any way.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's all sorts of, I mean, if you start thinking of it as a kind of main street, then what could happen? You know, like, I think it's not the kind of thing where you want a whole lot of major investment or anything, but the city sometimes has to sort of enable things and sometimes allow things rather than, get out of this is something that can be done differently and really interesting things could happen along there. It could be a place where people buy and sell things, you know? Yeah. It could be a place where...
I'm excited. I think it's a really great idea. It's one of the most exciting things to happen for the longest time. I thought, yeah, we should have our own mini Mardi Gras. This is very cool. And see how many people come out and all the different sort of shades and tints that are involved in it. You know, all the different disciplines of art. The arts. Are you going to dance? Is anybody dancing?
I don't think there's anybody specifically from dancing yet.
Okay.
But we're still working up towards
we'll be partying along
the invitation. Yes.
We'll all be partying along the trail anyway. Is there anything else? I mean, you're involved with so much stuff. What are some of the other stuff? What any other projects that you're working on right now that
you want
to talk about?
There's one that I would really like to talk about, and by coincidence, it's also connected to Congress 2012. And I've been part of the Multicultural Cinema Club.
Yeah, right.
Ever since its beginning, because actually it originated as an arts council, a Water Regional Arts Council project, and Azam took over. He was the leader and founder, Azam Fukalade, and recently he's left the organization. So we're kind of volunteering and keeping it going. And one of the things that we were doing next week, and this is also something Azam originally set up in conjunction with Congress 2012, is do another one of his, one of our...
Cinema Nights.
Yeah. And that's the right way to describe it.
I mean,
they're called festivals, but that's maybe too big a term.
Yeah.
These are community screenings.
Yeah.
And we have four great films from Tuesday to Friday next week. And we chose just films that were related to the theme of Congress, which is sort of like scholarship, at the crossroads, scholarship in an uncertain world. So we chose films that had something to do with education or going to school or outreach, those kind of things.
What films do you...
The films are great. I mean, it starts off with The Lives of Others, which is a German film.
Which won an Oscar. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Best foreign language film. I work in a video store, so, you know, I know these films, and this is really great.
Do you have that one?
Yes,
because it's the one where, because we get them from a distributor in Toronto, you have to pay the fees and all that stuff.
We can always
and they said you
got to
rent
that
one. So you can be co-sponsor.
You can always, we can, Far Out Flicks, I'm going to say this right now, we can always help you out. If there's films that you guys are looking for, Azam actually came into the store as well. If there's any films that you're looking for, let us know.
Great. Let's talk
about
that.
Because we have a very, we have a pretty good, what are the other ones?
That's the Tuesday. The next day it's Project Neem about the chimpanzee who was taught sign language back in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's a documentary.
Yeah,
it's
that's a great film.
Thursday it's a film called Blackboards, which I've never seen. It's an Iranian film about a group of teachers who go into remote Kurdistan and with blackboards and they're teaching and all sorts of things happen. And then finally, this is the one I'm actually looking forward to most because I've heard most about it. It's a film called Poetry.
Yeah, we have that.
South Korean film from last year that from the description of it that I read last year when it first came out, I just thought, this is absolutely, I have to see this. It's a fabulous movie about an older woman who goes to school and she takes up poetry and all of that. It's supposed to be just beautiful.
A real awakening. Yeah.
And those are free. And the tradition with the Multicultural Cinema Club screenings is that there's usually someone who introduces the film very briefly at the beginning. And then we screen it, and then afterwards people can stick around for a really sort of low-key, friendly
discussion.
Yeah. What did you think? What did you see? You know, that kind of thing.
And this is at the Registry Theater.
It's at the Registry. Yeah. And the Registry actually are really helping us out. They're giving us a break, and they're sort of partners in this, too.
Yeah, which is a great place to see a film, because they have the wonderful 15x15 movie screen. So it's an awesome place to watch movies.
Not sure I'm going to be able to get the Christie projector from City Hall this time, but that's okay. I mean, they were beautiful, except you had to put it in the aisle and put it fairly close. So you got the most intense picture I'd ever seen. But I'm not sure we can do that this time. But it'll still be, there'll be great screenings and they'll be free. And they're also really good films.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you so much for dropping in. It's great. And feel free to drop by, you know, anytime, once a month, whatever you want, whatever's going on, because I know that you're involved in so many different activities and you're right for the record. You're a weekly arts and culture columnist of Waterloo Region Record. So
for
how many years?
14 years now.
14
15,
years.
15. Going 15 on to 15 this fall.
Yep, that's right.
It's amazing.
Every Saturday. Every Saturday in the record. So I'm going to, what am I going to play? I'm going to play, I hope this is the right song. But I found this. I have this great CD called Pink Panther's Penthouse Party, and it's kind of loungy stuff. And there's this great song called Summer Fun. So we're going to play that.
Sounds great.
On Coral FM. That was Summer Sun from Pink Panther's Penthouse Party by, who was that, by Dimitri from Paris? No, Coop, featuring Yokimi Nagano. So that was my special guest, Martin DeGroot, and he was talking about Animating the Trail, which is coming up this Sunday, May 27th from 1 to 5 p.m. from Queen Street, where New God is. Right up to West, right up to Belmont Village, where Vincenzo's used to be, and where the culinary studio is now. And that's like a 3 kilometer stretch of the trail. So this is really cool. So it'll be spoken word and music and, you know, arts and crafts and all kinds of stuff. So this, I'm really excited. I'm hoping this works, you know, really well this year, and they'll bring it back next year or maybe a couple times a year. I think that would be really neat. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM. Hopefully you're not just tuning in.